Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Hello, 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 future Zane.
Good morning.
Ooh, I just drank an Old Bang.
How long has it been sitting out?
I think it's since the last podcast, so that's just a few days. But
that's gross.
But I was like,
it wasn't the one that was on. Is that the one?
Yes. How old is that?
Probably old.
No.
I was sitting there
Matt, they don't even make that flavor anymore.
Pump your stomach out.
I don't want to say it, but that's the one I spit in the other day when I had a loogie as I was walking.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry, Matt. That's disgusting.
I have to go get water, probably, right? What do you do after you drink
something
bad?
Why did I imagine you spit like full of tar? Like you smoke cigarettes, somewhere. You don't smoke anymore. Yuck. We have started already.
I'm totally kidding. I didn't do that. I just wanted to get
get him a little riled up. We gonna have a very good day.
And we gonna have a good fucking night. Do you remember that?
A hit. Everybody get your coffees up in the air like you just don't care.
Woo! Guys, if you got the unfiltered Zane and Heath cup, go ahead. Ooh. Put that up. Loud and proud, baby.
Lock it in, baby.
Go ahead. It's coffee talk, baby.
Woo! Get that intro started.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, bitch. I'm high. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
And I shouldn't be high because, man, I'm a little tired, but we got a podcast to run, baby.
We
are dedicated. Dedicated. Yes, we are.
Sorry, guys. It's literally like a wind thunderstorm going on right now outside. So sorry if the audio is picking that up.
Is that a helicopter?
Actually, just keep Twitter open because Twitter is like
Right now on my computer, I have the Los Angeles fire alerts.
Yeah, so we're on our way here and Matt's like, dude, I don't like wind now.
It's a bad vibe.
Wind means is more of a chance that, or when there's a fire, there's more of a chance that it spreads quicker, correct, Matt?
Last time the fire here in Porter Ranch, it was super windy all day, and me and Mariah had like a really eerie feeling, and we were just scared.
We were like, it's ridiculous.
And then all of a sudden,
today,
the fires happened. So every time it's like super windy, we have like a flashback.
Oh my God. Matt and I just watched a documentary last night. It was really, we were in a good mood. So we're like, Matt's like, are you sure you want to watch this? It's going to put your mood down. I'm like, dude, it's fine. Like, let's watch it. Like, it's informative. It's going to be like interesting. And man, dude, have you ever heard of the campfire?
It's called campfire. That's the name of the fire. It was the deadliest wildfire in U.S. history. It happened last year in November of 2018.
Where?
In Paradise, California, which is Northern California.
Oh,
88 people died in that fire.
Roughly around that amount. Unbelievable. I know. I can't believe we're starting on such a sad note.
It's crazy. But like, no, this documentary was crazy. And like, to see,
and it was started from a campfire, I guess.
Yeah, and they're interviewing everybody on the documentary. They're interviewing the people that were there, and they were saying like, because they would show they were showing a geographical map of like where the fires were starting, and it was so windy where like fires would just catch throughout the city, and it was just enclosing the city, this entire this fire.
Paradise, California. Yeah. The name of the documentary is called Fire in Paradise, but the name of the fire is called Campfire. Like, fires also have names like hurricanes.
Yeah.
Like, there's like different names for each one, but it was like called Campfire because at first they thought it was just so insignificant. Like, they thought it was on just one whole other side, like, you know, miles and miles away from the city. And then all of a sudden they started getting calls that it was coming from the town they were in, and they're like, there's no way.
They were playing all the calls that were coming in, and there was like tens and hundreds of just calls from different areas. Like, there's a fire just started in my backyard, a fire is starting on my street. Like, it was everywhere.
It just spread so quick.
And dude, what was it? It was like 6:30 in the morning, like school started. Like, so kids were in school at this time. And by 7:45, 8 in the morning, the entire sky was completely dark. You couldn't see, like, they show it, it was smoke, but it was so dark where it looked like the middle of the night.
Yeah, and so it was, they were like teachers telling the stories of their kids, like, on the bus, and they were like evacuating the kids, and the kids were like, "Teacher, what time of day is it?" And they're like, "It's 10 in the morning." And they're like, "10 at night?" They go, "No, 10 in the morning."
It got so bad, and it basically, the fire trapped like basically half the city into like the middle of the city, and they had to take all of them onto this like giant cement parking lot because they couldn't go anywhere else, and that was like the safest place to be.
It was like a ring around them, like it was just like this cement
wall. They all had to evacuate their cars. They couldn't, you know, obviously go in any buildings or anywhere that was going to be near like trees burning down and stuff, and they just had to get on this parking lot and just lay low
and put a blanket over them and just lay down and just hope that this fire, like, they all thought they were going to die.
Did you guys see the fire that just happened in Australia?
Yeah, with the koalas.
No. Yeah, I think they said the koalas are, I don't know the way to word it, don't quote me on it, but they're technically wild extinct. Yeah, they have some in like zoos and in captivity, but in the wild, I guess they're extinct now.
So we got to be very cautious this podcast. Yeah, so I'll have the fire alerts open. Hopefully nothing bad will happen. If something did happen, what's our evacuation plan?
Oh, I got my plan, baby.
Yeah, I mean, since
because we're
what is our evacuation plan?
Heath is just concerned. Okay, everyone's gonna get in one of my cars. We're
so
gonna get
Lamborghini.
Priorities.
Lamborghini.
No, fuck the Lamborghini, bitch. We need to bring the set with us. We just grab a tripod. We grab the light and go.
Yeah, no, I just literally just grab your valuables, your belongings, and stuff that can't be replaced. That's all I did last time.
I guess that literally is like all.
Zane, you're low on gas though. When we pulled up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you have about 20 miles till empty. So,
well,
we're going to be getting down.
We're going to be on neutral and we're going to be pushing.
That's one thing, guys. Make sure if you're like literally treat a quarter tank of gas as empty.
Yeah.
Always push
now
that.
You do. It's crazy when we were driving through the neighborhood and that house that was completely burnt down, there was a Tesla in there. And I just couldn't believe that Tesla was still in there. And we're saying that it could have just been dead.
He forgot to charge it overnight. Like
that's crazy.
Oh, the house we saw?
Yeah.
Oh,
so sad. It's crazy just seeing that Tesla just completely burnt.
Yeah.
Do you think it was because like the fire was happening and he was like, oh, I got to get my Tesla. And then it was like dead. Like,
we just said
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Because speaking of fires, Matt has an update on the cabin fire story. That
no
remember?
Way.
So how does this keep going on?
Three podcasts ago, Matt told us about this whole story where all these moms had a retreat and they went to a cabin.
Right.
And it just caught on fire and nobody knows what happened.
And then they shared all the pictures on Facebook and we thought it was really funny.
Did they find out what happened?
Well, I thought I was just going to get away with sharing the story on here. And I'm like, for sure, there's no way that my friend listens to the podcast or anything. Whoa. And then I was sitting there on my laptop and I get a notification. I see my good childhood friend's name come up and it says, it goes, bro, I was just listening to the podcast about when my mom, and it was like dot, dot, dot. And I was like, oh my God.
Matt opened it and he was like, Zane. He closed the laptop. I was like, Zane, because it was long.
I was like,
oh my God, Matt, are you in trouble? He's like, I don't know. My mom's going to kill me. All her friends are going to be okay.
Yeah, because I just had this like fear that like I shouldn't be running my mouth like about
Matt's
like,
on the podcast,
family, friends, business. Yeah. And I was like, and the holidays are coming up. And I'm like, this is going to make some holiday parties real interesting. But no, he did give me an update. He said, bro, I was just listening to the pod about when my mom went on the retreat with her friends and the cabin burned down. Ha 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 ha. I'm dead. Ha 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 ha. He says, I asked her if they ever found out what happened. And she said the owners or whatever never told them. She said that they were feeding an outdoor fireplace earlier in the night and then everyone went to bed later and woke up with the house smoking on fire. Apparently they were new owners and the previous ones had added the fireplace outside recently. My guess is the shit was never up to code and it spread from the embers or something.
So crazy how something like fires can just spread so quickly that. Like just something being a little bit off can send like a spark somewhere and then it just blows up.
And you get trapped. Like there's no way to like escape it. Like that's the freakiest thing in my mind. I never like wrapped around that. Like,
yeah.
Something so much bigger than you, like you're just out of control.
I hope to never experience it, like, because where we live again, it's so like just cluttered, and it's just because after watching that I just imagined us trying to get out of our neighborhood and it's like the scariest thing.
Even the video, David just brought it up the other day when he blew up that race car thing and it shot a spark into that
Dude,
patch of bad. Dead grass and Wait, it went
what,
so fucking fast.
It was just like a really, really old vlog. And this was back then where none of us even knew about, like,
at the Denny house.
So we had a race car.
It was like it was Jonah's race car. They blew it up and it shot like some fire, like spark at this dead patch of grass. And David saw it and it like caught like a little bit like this, like a quarter size on fire. And he's like, oh shit. So he goes running over to it. And within like 2 seconds of running over to it, it spread to like this big and he's stomping it out. And he like just how fast it started moving. If he didn't get it out, that whole neighborhood would have been on fire.
Oh,
isn't it crazy? And like this was back then where like I feel like we didn't really know anything about like just what fires can do to like a whole neighborhood, you know?
How crazy and dangerous it is.
Yeah. So just like, yeah, be careful. Well, don't play with fire, but like just be careful.
Yeah.
Playing with shit like that.
Oh my God. The one video you sent me a while ago, it was the people in the backyard that caught
yes!
fire. Oh my God. Like, have you guys seen it?
No.
Mariah. Oh, we got to pull it up. We got to pull it up.
It is
I'll
so
try to find
funny.
It. Like,
Mariah. Are you talking about the people with the the hose?
But no, they like all they had to do was get a hose to put it out.
But this is like when it was like the whole front yard was on fire.
What do we do?
I found it. I found the video. So it just started off on this little tiny fire in the backyard, and this girl's running back into the kitchen, and she's just trying to fill up a cup of water to get out to the backyard fast enough to pour on it. And look how see how small it is. Like right now, it's as big as like I don't know, like if a bucket was.
Look
on
how
top
dry
of grass.
That grass is.
But then look, Mariah, as this progresses, it gets bigger and starts spreading fast in between these houses.
So bad.
Like, I know. Unbelievable. Look. And then they start freaking out. Like, they realize these cups of water aren't doing
it.
And you know, you could tell that the parents weren't home.
Yeah.
Like, the parents weren't home. They're probably at work. And they're
look
like, fuck,
yard.
We're in trouble.
I know. This is unbelievable for the people who are listening.
Yeah, if you're listening,
you have to watch
the video version
to see this clip. But
yeah, make sure to tune in so you can watch these videos with us because it's
don't
crazy.
Play around with fire.
Yeah.
It's not a joke. It's so crazy how like your common sense kind of just goes out the window when you're in a panic situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like obviously right now you're looking at that like the hose, grab a hose, just hose it down.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, sure you're in that situation. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
I feel like in any like tragic situation, you either black out or you're a superhero out of nowhere.
Yeah.
What was that called again?
Yep. And
what was it?
It's not
hilarity. What's the word? Oh, when you have just
hilarious
strength.
Something strength.
I forgot.
Hysterical strength.
Yeah. There it is.
Good job,
you know,
Mariah.
You know, funny strength.
I learned it from our first podcast.
Gold star for you, baby. Gold star.
Oh, but you almost set that party on fire that we were at.
I did.
What fire did you start?
I don't want to say which party because I don't want us to get in trouble. But it was a pretty fancy formal party, and the candle went out. And then Heath took the napkin and was trying to like.
Oh shit!
What?
Yeah.
What is he talking about?
No. This was the other night.
Where was I? Where was it?
So there was a candle. There was two candles on the table we were sitting at. One of them went out because the wind blew it out, and I was like, "Oh, let me just light the other one real quick." So I grabbed the napkin and I went like this to put it in the fire of the one, and then went to put it into the other one. And obviously, I know it's flammable. But the napkin literally like almost exploded in my hand with how fast it caught fire. I threw it on the ground and I'm like stomping it out as you're talking to the head lady.
Get
and
out
I'm
of
like,
here.
I'm like this stomping.
My God. And like, Mariah and I were like, we don't know this man.
This happened when I was.
Yeah, I tried.
Oh my God, that's when you guys were like huddled up and stomping. Yeah, I didn't know what you guys were doing though.
I was freaking out.
You didn't bring it up after we left?
It didn't cross our minds.
Because we felt so bad.
You're gonna burn down Camila Cabello. Unbelievable.
Could you imagine?
Oh my God, clickbait.
We
almost burnt down Camila Cabello.
That event was hot.
We're telling these people to be careful and you're starting fires at a.
Zane, you were playing with the flamethrower today.
Yeah, right?
Well, I was pissed that y'all were kissing under the mistletoe and I don't have anybody, so I burnt down the mistletoe.
Jealousy's the ugliest trait.
Never do it.
Can we talk about this? Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving, we just had.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Of course,
he broke his arm.
We had a rush back here to do the podcast.
Yeah,
leave all our friends and family.
Poor Mariah. Why guess what?
Should we let the people know though, like that we're recording this, like kind of?
Yeah, what's today?
Sure.
Today is the 25th.
The 25th.
Sure, yeah, let's do it. Guys, we're recording this early because Heath and Mariah are leaving us unexpectedly to go to Pennsylvania.
So we talked about this the last podcast.
Sorry, we value family, Zane.
Well, I value everybody on this podcast, including the viewers and listeners. So
okay.
Call me a...
Call you a what?
I don't know. Call me dedicated. I don't know.
So if it sounds dated, it's not dated. It's just we're trying to be smart about.
Yeah.
We couldn't skip a week.
Yeah.
We got shit to talk about.
Yeah. It was funny after I burnt down the mistletoe. So normal. After I burnt down the mistletoe, David was stomping it with his shoes and yes. It melted through his shoe and he was like, ah. And he wouldn't stop.
I saw it happening and I was like, why is he doing that? And I saw it stick to the bottom of his shoe. I was like, oh my God, it's going to melt the whole fucking
and
thing.
And then he tried to take it off with his hand and burnt his hand. I was like, what do you expect?
David is
he's like a little
street
kid.
Smart, not book smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. But explain like where we were at though and why David was having
it. So we went to David's house. We had a nice little Friendsgiving. It was really special.
Yeah, it was work day.
Everything is work day.
There was two foldable, is that the foldable tables?
Collapsible
yeah,
tables.
Yeah, I walked in, I saw those tables, immediately I sent a picture to Heath. I'm like, Heath.
I put on my name tag, my badge, I said, we clocking in. Let's go, boss.
I already knew, so every time there's like an event like that, or there's like the holidays come around or a birthday, David makes Heath jump onto this table.
It's literally my go-to move.
Yeah. It hurts so much. I'm just surprised you keep doing it over and over again. That makes
well,
me
it's
sad.
My elbow. I busted pretty hard.
Let me see.
And
let
then
me
the
see.
Back of my head.
I go.
This was the worst. I rocked my head so bad. Well, the thing is,
you felt like
fucking
baby
usually the table collapses from under me, but I did it at a weird angle, so it didn't break and fall through. So there was no like cushion. I just wham, slammed my head.
Maybe
back
that's
on
because
it.
You losing weight. You all finish it. I couldn't even
bust
the table. Another crazy thing that happened was that David surprised Natalie
with a second car.
Second car, but it was
crazy.
It was a Bronco though. It was a baby blue Bronco. It was
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
It just looked like a toy car. It looked like it shouldn't like move. Like just something.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
It's like something she's gonna have to take to car shows. Like such a collectible where she's gonna have to pull up like in those parking lots of car shows and be like, look at this car. Yeah, I own it. Like,
it's gorgeous though.
I
great
love
shape.
It.
Oh my God.
I wanted it to be a puppy though. Like, there was a moment though where David was like, it's something you've
what
always
if the
wanted.
Puppy was inside of the Bronco.
Damn,
oh, man.
David. Natalie would have actually cried if there was a puppy.
Yeah, I think
she
would have cried.
That would never happen because David. I mean, I knew it was in a puppy because David is like allergic to that shit, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't he like can't
eat also,
like
I don't think he couldn't handle a dog running around the house.
It would just be barking all the time. He'd be trying to film and he'd be like, stop, Natalie, put your dog in its room. Like,
and I love how David fakes his shit with puppies. He'll be like, oh. And then the moment the cameras are off, get the shit off. Get the shit out of here.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is like a fun topic that had been a very heated debate in the Vlog Squad group chat.
Oh, yeah.
It was driving a little bit of us crazy. Some people thought the people who were debating it were crazy. But the question is, what color is math?
Such a weird question. But when you think about it, you're like, wait, there is an answer. And it's something that you haven't thought about in years.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
And the answer is yellow.
I say
what?
Red.
No. It's not yellow. Yellow is like...
Okay.
Yellow is like social studies history.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me set this up just a little bit more for the people listening. So there was this tweet and it said, fuck zodiac kinds. Wait, hold on. Let me say that again. Fuck zodiac signs. What color is math? And it had four colors. It had like red, blue, purple, and like
yellow.
and yellow.
Yeah.
Green.
And it's really ambiguous, but it comes down to, like, when you're in school, like, what, like,
what color you would put your binder at.
Yes, yeah,
your
folder. Like the little tabs in your binder. What color was that?
I said green because math is numbers and numbers is money. So
no, green is science.
No, green has always been science. Every time you think of science, you think green bubbly potion.
I feel yellow?
That, right?
I think science is a plant, but I love you're thinking of potions class.
I always think of science as like
you make
chemicals.
It flubber in your science class.
Well, you know what? At least we had the same color.
But sometimes I took like the most boring colors and made it the worst subjects, like the subjects I hated.
Wait, too. Maybe yellow is English.
No, yellow is history.
No, it's not.
My Spanish folder was red, so that's why my English folder was
red. Spanish class should be purple.
Why would it be purple?
Because it's an elective. It's an elective.
The purple tab was for off course.
The whole vibe of the Spanish class, it was red everywhere. My textbook was red, and my teacher always wore red. So in my head was like, red folder.
Wait.
It's the vibe.
Do you guys remember?
It's the vibe. It's
do you guys remember those books where it had like the texture on it? Like, it was it had like the frog. And
yeah,
or like the
yeah,
different
yeah.
animal, and it would have like a texture like top.
Baby, I think that's just Florida. I think that was like Florida.
No,
books.
What were your
every
books?
State has like a different book,
was it McGraw Hill books?
Yeah, it was McGraw Hill.
Old.
I always like would make up this rumor about McGraw Hill. So I go, you know, it's Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, like on the.
Oh my
book.
God!
People would be like, really? Like, no.
I loved leaving little notes in the books. Where like when people would like turn to, or I would say like turn to page 67, and they would turn to page 67, then you'd leave
another
note, and then
you'd
send them to another page.
That's
in the books. And then it would get to like
and
the
then
last...
get to page like 83. It's like fuck you.
Do you guys remember book socks? Having to get book socks,
book covers? You mean
Book socks?
I know that people got book covers, but we were never it was never mandatory for us to get.
Ours
book
was
covers.
Mandatory, and my mom wouldn't let me get a book sock. I had to use the brown paper bag.
Oh.
Remember those?
Oh my God, Pete. Remember the brown paper bags that you put over your covers?
Yes.
Oh, and there was nothing. Oh, I hate it. And it fell apart within a week.
Yeah.
Of course.
I had like a, it wasn't like this, they had the stretchy one, but then there was another one that was like really hard and kind of like had like the scratchy text. You know, like,
yeah.
It was like
kind of
like
a
metallic-y looking.
Yeah.
Almost like a sticker.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. I got to find this
I remember
textbook.
When the book sock was too, I called
book
it a book
socks.
Sock. Look
what
it up.
What are y'all doing
book,
in Pennsylvania?
S-O-X. Book sock.
Hold on, S-O-X.
Or maybe I'm mixing that up with red socks. Book socks.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Mariah.
Book socks, yeah.
Book socks.
That's the brand.
It's the brand.
Or it is just like a.
Oh, did you ever use them?
This coffee is so
yes,
good.
I did.
Do you remember?
Oh, I remember them.
Do you remember them being too tight?
We're having two.
Matt and Mariah are like, we're talking over the. I'm talking about how good this coffee is. I just
finished it. Do you remember them
okay,
being too tight?
I got it.
And the cover flapping open really fast?
Guys, for the listeners,
do you remember that?
Our textbooks used to have like a texture, so there would be a frog in the science book, and they would make it like bubbly on the book. Like just like a little. Like
this. They used to look like this.
Correct.
And they had like the little thing along the side, and they had like kind of like a like a goosebumpy texture.
It was a Florida thing, I think. I think it was just Florida books.
Did you ever make a turkey with your textbook pages? Like
oh yes,
yes.
Where you fold the page into the crease
oh,
into like, the crack and you would keep going until it's big
yes.
and it looks like this little like
what
we are in
you
completely different
right.
worlds
yeah,
like
exactly.
every time they're talking about
get
something
me a book.
We have
somebody
no
get
idea.
Me a book
yeah, I know, we gotta find a book here but you would turn the book into a turkey like
you would take
about,
a page
oh, what?
And you would fold it so it made a loop and stick it in the crack
oh
yeah, oh, yeah.
yeah. It doesn't look like a turkey
yes it did or like a peacock.
A peacock.
You gotta explain it a little better.
Yes.
The only turkey thing I remember doing is the stupid hand turkey. I thought that was the coolest thing. Do you remember how bad some of the arts and crafts used to be in middle school?
Oh yeah.
And like elementary school. I remember one year we got to make a present for Christmas for our parents.
Yeah.
And for my mom, we were like, we're going to make a jewelry box. And I was like, oh, yeah, it was a jewelry box. You will not believe what this jewelry box was. It was a Tupperware. It was literally a Glad Tupperware type thing. And then we glued hard beans onto it. Brown and white beans onto
mine
it.
Mine would be raw macaroni.
In middle school?
So bad.
That school was bad. Are we going to our 10-year?
Oh my God.
You'll have to go.
Is it like a thing you have to do?
It's very how
I feel like it used to be a thing. I feel like nowadays you just see everybody on Instagram, Twitter, like,
but
I already know.
I would like to go.
I would like to see.
I feel like I'd be embarrassed.
Like
I'd go, everybody has like is married and have kids and I'm
we show up, they're like,
and you
how's
have a Lamborghini
Vine?
How's Vine, huh?
I hated that.
Oh my god.
So after Zane and I moved out here, we would go back home. And people everywhere we went, like our friends that we used to go to high school with, they'd be like, "So how's Vine?" And I'm like,
"To this day, how's Vine?" Like they just have no idea. Which is fine. We don't expect them to, but like they have no idea that Vine is just like completely gone. Mm-hmm.
So, they'd be like, "So what are you guys gonna do now that Vine's dead?" Like they had something to be like, "Well, fuck you."
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we got the complete opposite. Like, what, like you know how normally, like when you move out of your hometown and you're doing well, like people are really happy for you. It was like kind of like the opposite for Heath and I. Yikes. Like whenever we'd go out and we'd see like people we haven't seen in years, it was always like, "I can't believe you guys are big. Like you guys aren't even funny." And it's like, okay, I mean,
all right,
sure. I mean, it's subjective.
Like, yeah, I should have made 6-second videos instead of got a college degree. I'm like, don't
oh my,
you know what?
Leave us alone.
And you know what really pissed me off is we would go back and we wouldn't talk about anything. Zane and I, we did our thing. We came home, we're hanging out with friends. They'd be,
yeah.
And they would and always ask about like, so how's this? What's it like doing this? And then obviously we're gonna answer the questions. And we would, and then all of a sudden somebody else would walk by, and over here it's like, all you talk about is Vine and this, and we're like,
oh. Oh, I'll never forget like when I like started making Vines and like I had like 5,000 followers, but I was really excited and I was still in college. Like I was like explaining to my friends, I'm like, guys, no, like Vine's like really popping off. And yeah. I had a friend who came, he goes, can I talk to you for a second? He goes, you need to stop talking about Vine, dude. And I go, what do you mean? I was just really happy. And he was like, no, bro, like just like stop, dude, talking about it. And still to this day, he like feels pretty bad about it. But like,
jealousy's the ugliest trait.
Never do it. You guys should be total douchebags and show up to the 10-year, but like with a full production crew.
There's like a boom mic over our head.
And him, like, film it.
Like fur coats.
That's just
that
so funny.
That would be so like, funny. Oh my god.
Obviously, like
so
we can't
funny.
Bring like our cars, so we still rent a Lamborghini, like the exact same one that we have out here.
That would be but really funny.
I don't want to make it sound like everybody from back home, but there's still like a few people that like, you know, still support us and like are really happy.
No, yeah, definitely.
But
we have our close friends that obviously supported us through everything we've ever
we do
done.
Run in.
Yeah.
Like there's actually a couple of people from high school that's reached out to me like in the past couple of weeks and
yeah.
Like sent me like it's just a paragraph like, dude, Zane, I'm so happy for you. But it was like, it was really nice because like I really respected this kid in high school. So
isn't it crazy how like being in LA, we're so used to everybody being in the loop. And then as soon as you step outside LA, like everyone's out of the loop. Like I go back home and no one knows a lot about social media.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they don't, they just don't.
It is an interesting world though. Like obviously like these are like our jobs and our career and like we do this, but it's hard to explain to somebody that's not in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because,
like even still to this day, I can't really explain. People are like, so your job is YouTube. So you work for YouTube. I'm like, no, I don't work for YouTube. I post on you.
Right.
So how do you?
But also what's really frustrating though is like, I don't pry and ask questions about like my cousins or friends about
other people's
their jobs.
Careers.
I'm like,
right.
Oh wait, so you're an account or like you do finance. Like I'm not going to
say you
sit
have different
and,
clients. Yeah. How do they pay you?
Yeah. Like, right? I'm just like, it's your job. Like do your thing. It's just good to see you, but I'm not going to sit there and like scrutinize like
right.
what you do mm-hmm. and how you make your money. Like it's none of my business, but like,
there's a difference between that and like actually being interested to see like how do you, like, what are you doing out there?
Right. No,
instead
it is important being interested, but they, because I guess they are a part of it because you're an entertainer, so they want to watch it or view you, but they just want to know, I don't know, more behind it.
It's really interesting.
Sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. But you guys at your high school reunion, what do you do at high school reunions?
I think it's just like a banquet.
To me, in my brain.
Wait, what is a banquet?
Yeah, no, Mariah, I thought 10-year reunions are like you go to the high school.
To me, what I imagine for a 10-year reunion, I could be totally wrong. I'm picturing prom. Like when it's like, I think you show up with your date, like your wife or whatever, like you're
I think
in.
That is it. No, that is it.
And it's prom.
No,
yeah.
It's not.
No, yeah, because my parents go.
Like sometimes like a lot of people just go to other classes reunions.
But
to
wait,
where's
is
the
it,
invite?
Like, do you sit down at a table? Like, is it a dance? To me, I picture old friends in 10 years haven't seen each other. They're like, so how you been? And
they're like, you know, when we go to the 10-year, the same cliques are going to be together. Like,
oh my God.
The popular girls.
Oh, that would be nice.
The square? Isn't that what they call called himself? The Square?
The Square. I've never heard the Square.
Yeah, it was.
In our school, the Square?
It was because it was the four of them, and it was the Square.
What? You what? Know? No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Remember having to square dance?
Maybe if you were friends with the popular kids, you would know what they
were doing. Not friends with the popular kids.
Did you guys ever have to square dance in PE?
In fifth grade. Remember we had a... You didn't have to square dance in fifth grade?
No.
Oh, we did. We had a square dance, and then we also learned to yo-yo in PE.
Oh, no.
We actually did, like, physical activity in PE.
So did we, but it was a mandatory thing to
You
square
had to learn
dance.
How to square
Like, we had to learn the Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah.
Remember the Cotton Eye Joe?
Oh, yeah.
I'd get if Matt had to do it, because he's, like, from the South, like, Texas. But Mariah, you had to learn how to square dance?
Yeah.
But I remember we'd, like, laugh, and the teacher was like, this is not a joke. Yeah. You're going to end up, there'd be times in your life where you're gonna have to
dance with the boy.
Dude, my PE was straight up just like, we have to run a mile, and I would just, you know, like those people that are just like, and it's like, run a mile. It's like, I ran a mile, and you know, then when you didn't run a mile,
you start cheating, acting like you did a couple more laps. I remember having to do like water safety and like treading water.
Dude,
for
that
like
was so
yeah,
much
for
fun.
Like a
that was so cool. Much fun.
Yeah. We had to flip a canoe and like
school.
Get back into it.
So we'd go to this, like, what was that place called where we'd go with like canoes? It was like a man-made lagoon in Florida.
The Outdoor Learning Center. It was,
the YMCA.
I'm making up names.
Oh shit! What was it called? It was next to Bass Pro Shop.
Who
cared? We'd go fishing too. Remember, Heath? We'd go fishing.
Yeah, we had a fishing trip.
Dude, our Magna program was off the chain, baby. Dude, we're going on all these field trips.
I showed, when we were in Florida, we were at the beach, and I showed Mariah the propagules from Plantafish, the planet tree thing.
Oh, that means he loves you if he took you to the propagules.
I don't get this. So your school would take you to a place for you to learn.
So Heath and
water
I were
safety.
Part of the Magna program in South Plantation. The Magna program was environmental science.
Yeah.
So like everything that had to do with environmental science, we would do.
So we had your PE class, and then there was our health and wellness type class.
Okay.
There was, we learned CPR, we did all that type of stuff, but then there was another section for one of the semesters, like quarters, which was water safety. So how to tread water, how to save somebody if they're drowning, all that type of stuff.
Oh, we just had to do that in gym. Like, we just went to our pool and had to tread water for a minute.
We did not have a pool.
We did not have a pool either. Our district had an auditorium.
Okay, yeah, but at the same time, literally her high school looks like a college campus.
Really?
It is huge, and it's
my high school
like
went
Star
viral. It looks like the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah,
from an aerial.
Oh,
view.
That's right. Cool. Yeah. Explain this. It's so interesting.
Yeah. So my high school, my high school from the aerial view looks like.
No. But can you explain it?
Looks like the Millennium Falcon, and they don't explain it. It just went viral, and like the teachers were like,
Wait, it's not called the Millennial Falcon.
Millennium.
No,
Millennium
it's
Falcon.
The Millennial? I don't
Millennium
know.
Millennium Falcon.
I've never seen
our high school. Our high school.
You never saw Star Wars.
It's not the Millennial Falcon.
Millennium.
Like, okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer.
Oh,
our high school from an aerial point looked like a prison. It did not look nice.
Aerial and on the ground. You know the security guards like around school? It's always the same security guards. There's like two or three that watch over everybody.
Oh, my.
So we had one that got caught taking a student into the bathroom and hooking up with a student. And the other one got caught moving. It was, I want to look it up because I don't remember the exact number, but I think it was a couple pounds of cocaine.
Pounds?
A lot.
Yo, our security system
was
lit.
Like 2 years after we graduated.
Yeah, it was nuts. And it was the guy that we'd see all the time. He was like the main guy.
Yeah.
Main security guard. Like he...
Was he dealing cocaine to the students?
Oh,
I don't know.
I've heard like one of the security guards would sell drugs to some of the kids. But they would have
What high school kid has money for coke?
I know.
Like that's just expensive.
How would you know?
Come on. Because I tried buying it off of him and I couldn't afford it.
Did you ever have to serve like a full day detention or DMC? Like,
all the time. Oh, all the time. What was it called?
AAA?
LBC?
AAA.
They come and pick you up and your car breaks down.
They change the name every year. They would change it to something different.
ISS, in-school suspension. We had to go to ISS.
Ours was DMC.
Yeah. We had ISS.
I had to go to it a few times. One, I was skipping class, whatever.
Going and buying cocaine.
I'll just act up in class. I just didn't want to do anything. I would just act up.
Just being bad kids.
I wish we were closer in high school. Like, I just feel like we would have fucked shit up in that school.
That would have been really bad. I remember bad kids in high school. Like actually bad kids who were like going out and like smoking weed on campus and doing like drugs and just like smoking cigarettes. I remember being like, what the fuck is going on?
Right. But no, it's just parenting. It's like because every one of those kids that would do that, their parents didn't really care either. They would just do it at home with their parents. So like, mm-hmm. when they got in trouble and they would get sent home, their parents was like, hey, you fucking idiot. And then that's it.
I remember not knowing what weed was until like 9th or 10th grade.
Yeah.
I'd hear it and I'd be like, whoa, what is that? Like,
I know. I was like, I didn't believe it existed. And there was like, I didn't want to smoke it, but I knew a kid who had it. I was like, can I come to your house and just see it? Like, I need to know that it exists. That's like,
funny.
I know.
And you hear people talk like, no, and it makes you like high. And you're like, what?
Yeah, what's high?
I don't know how they would smoke and like they would smoke before class. I'd never understood how kids got high before class. Yep. Because the second the teacher would like speak to you, you're fucked because like you could just tell when someone's high.
Kids would bring bottles of alcohol in their backpacks and just take hits.
I was one of them. Did I tell you what
you
I used
brought
to
alcohol?
Do in, what I used to do in middle school?
Huh?
Oh my god!
Middle school.
So I moved like end of fifth grade, and then when I went to sixth grade, I was still like really new to the city. I didn't really know anybody. So there is like these group of kids, and I thought they were super cool, and I was trying to like be friends with them, and they invited me to sit with them at lunch, and then like the second week, I thought this was so cool, and it sounds so stupid now, but I thought it'd be cool to sneak a Smirnoff Ice into the school.
Oh my
but
God.
Not the bottle. I poured the bottle into a water bottle, then closed it up, and I would bring it to school. Just one Smirnoff Ice, thinking that was good. Like, we're all gonna get lit from this one bottle of Smirnoff Ice. And I'd bring it, and like everybody would take a sip, and I just thought I was the coolest fucking kid.
What grade was this?
This was sixth.
What? Dang.
Are you kidding me?
Sixth grade? Yeah, I know. I know. It was bad. That's why I'm saying it was bad.
I didn't have filter. What do you want me to do?
I just saw it as it's illegal to be drinking this. It's even more illegal to bring it to school. So I just wanted to impress my friends that I really wanted to be friends with. And then one day, I didn't realize that these kids were like didn't like me, and they just felt bad for me, and they would let me sit with them, but like they actually didn't like me. One day, I was like sleeping on the lunch table, like with my head down, and they like poured mashed potatoes and gravy all down my back of my my neck and back, like on purpose. And they all like ran. Oh my god, this is so depressing. But they did that, and they ran away. And I woke up, and I remember just like going home, and it was like the saddest day because I thought these kids liked me.
Oh no,
do you know who they are? Shout them out.
Yeah, let's call them.
They were probably wasted off that.
Yeah, and one of the girls in that group, I really like. I had a huge crush on. So I thought I was like in the top of the world. Oof. Until I found out she was one of them that poured the mashed potatoes and gravy.
What's her name?
Bag.
Call that bitch out. Put her on blast.
Come on, say her name. Just
do
the
it.
First name.
Lacey Marino.
Oh, I knew it.
You said the full name.
Lacey Marino.
Okay, Miss Gravy. We call you.
How great would it be for then the next episode we get an apology from her and we read it?
I'll take that apology and shove it right up.
Do you think there's
her
anybody out there right now that does owe you an apology?
I don't know. I don't hold grudges with shit like that, you know?
But it's crazy how like one moment, one experience that happens when you're a kid,
we'll stay with you.
Remember it for the rest of your life.
Matt and I were talking. We had a deep conversation like a couple nights ago in your room.
Oh yeah.
Where I was just like telling him about my whole family history and like how I was raised up, and he just couldn't believe it. Like to me, it's just normal. Like my dad and my mom both divorced. I had to go back and forth to each house, and both religions were completely different. So I had to like basically have a front in this house, have a front in this house. And he just thought like now.
It fascinates me so much how you like, you know, you grew up like in two homes, but also just two very separate homes in terms of like their culture and vibe and everything. And that like having to juggle both of that.
I feel like I still have the social anxiety when it comes to like when we go out and like I have to try to have a conversation with someone I don't know. I still have a hard time because I didn't get to have that when I was like younger.
Yeah.
When I was living with my dad, I didn't really have any friends. I didn't have friends I could talk to or like, you know, just talk about like whatever was on my head. I only have my dad and my stepmom, but like I couldn't really talk to them about shit because like it was just really strict in the house. I didn't really want to give them
problems. Do you think that's like played a role in like also how you are like, I don't know, as a comedic person? Like, do you think your like sense of humor came from like, I want to say like a defense mechanism, but a response to your own environment?
100%. Like, and that's why I appreciate like all the friends that like to me, all, having all you guys and having so many close friends and like they're my best friends. That's so that I appreciate that so much because I didn't have that. And so like That's why I never want to be alone. That's why I'm in my house and like all day I'm sitting in the house. I'm like, I just want to like hang out with somebody. Mm-hmm. You know? Like you guys know how I never like to be alone. I always want to hang out.
Yeah, I always say like when Matt has to leave after the podcast, Zane kind of like lingers. He grabs his keys and then he stays till 4 a.m.
Yeah, the other night he's like, dude, I really got to go. And I was like, well, let's just have like a coffee or something. And then he just ends up sitting there. We're like on Zillow. We're looking at houses. We're like, we could move in here. Yeah. What about this one?
Heath and I were on a high a couple of nights ago. Right now we have a plan. We want to live, if not together, close together. So we want to be able to find like two houses that are right down the street from each other.
Imagine a cul-de-sac.
Like a compound. Like if,
a commune. A giant
compound. Yeah. No, how cool would it be if like it was just a big plot of land and like David has a house on it, you have a house, like I'm on it. And like it's just like,
and we all have kids and they're all friends.
Oh my god. And there's a lake. We take them on the boat
And we make them tread water.
Well, and I teach them how to fish.
I would love for all of us just to live on a lake too. Yes. And we could just like,
dang, that does sound really nice.
Hey, it could become a reality
one day.
Just dream big.
Heath and I have some news to share with both of you. Also, we want to get your guys' opinion on what Heath and I want to do for season 2 of Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Oh, right.
So we want to revamp. We want to take it the extra notch, take it the extra mile, or go the extra mile. You know, we want to give you guys more content on this channel, on the youtube.com/Zane and Heath channel.
This is what we were talking about till 4 a.m, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
this was us jacked up. We were testing the rest of our coffee, and we're just like sitting there just like, what if we fucking...
just on a high. For season 2, Heath and I want to start like posting like Zane and Heath content on there, since like Heath and I, we love making videos together. We feel like we can't really make that on our own channels, but when like if we have a channel together, we could really just send it and go full throttle.
We got super excited thinking about doing like different style videos, stuff that we don't post on our own channels, and it's something completely different that we would be posting on the Zane and Heath Unfiltered channel. And we'd have like a camera guy recording both of us, and it'd be a totally different style video.
Exactly. And also for season 2, we want to move this set to a bigger set. We want to rent out a studio, like a big studio, to have like just a full production.
What we want to know is, guys, would you like to see this stuff? Like, would you like to see another video a week?
How do you guys feel about it? Do you think it's a good idea to have like something other than the podcast on our channel?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'd be interested in what the viewers have to think.
Yeah, like, let us know in the reviews and comments how
obviously
you feel about that.
They would want more. But do we like keep them wanting more instead of giving them more, you know?
So for season 2, we want to have like a really, really, really cool set.
Yeah.
And just step the production up a lot, make it look a lot crazier.
Because we do really care about this podcast. We want to give you like the best quality stuff.
Mm-hmm. And with the release of our new coffee company coming out, like it's just going to be.
Oh my God, we are on such a high.
We're going to have a little barista stand. That's where Matt and Mariah are going to be.
Oh, a little barista
stand. We make them wear like
an
apron with a name tag.
I do not like that idea. They're like, no, we gotta wear a uniform.
A uniform. Oh my God, we gotta get ready for work every day.
Honestly, please, in the comments, in the reviews, let us know if you would like to see that, because we do want to give you guys more.
Please say yes, because we're excited. We want to do it. We just think it'd be so fun.
What?
I don't know. Oh, fuck.
What?
Heath, what?
I don't know.
Dude. Oh, my God.
You thought it was... I still don't know what it is. Don't fucking yell at me.
There's some creeper sometimes. Like, remember...
Is it a person or an animal?
I don't know. I just literally saw something right at the window.
Lord Jesus.
I don't know what it was.
Hold on. Y'all sit in your seats. I'll look.
It literally just went right by the thing.
Could be a possum.
It was up higher. It was like your height. Just went right by.
I hope it.
Whew, sorry about that, guys.
Maybe we can ask them to join the podcast.
It's the mission abort.
Abort?
That reminds me of the time. Remember there was a white glove in front of your house? This is when you first moved here.
Wow, I totally forgot about that.
That was scary. And remember when we looked it up? And like we saw that it meant something.
Yeah, people do weird things like that.
I just got goosebumps. Just like just remembering me looking, like just seeing.
Yeah,
that,
there's
like,
another thing people do. It's like something like a marking on the tire. You know what I'm talking about? People do that shit too. Like when they mark a car that they're.
They do that to show how long you've been parking for.
That's how they.
No. not parking meter guys where they see if like you've been for an hour. Like there's something else people do where like, they
like sex trafficking, like stuff.
Or they mark like the house with something that they're gonna hit.
Didn't we see that the white glove meant that somebody already checked out that spot? Like
I don't know.
We already hit this house.
Wait,
like,
a bizarre object that to put out
the
like
way,
a
it,
white
the way
glove.
It was set up. It was like it was planted there, was it not?
Yeah,
you sent me a picture.
It was weird. It was just like a glove at my front door. I don't know.
But
was
then
creepy.
Who is that signaling? Why can't they just put like a piece of tape on
it? It was
mailbox?
Michael Jackson.
That's crazy.
Scary right. stuff.
Guys, that's right. why I'm ready to get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
Go to Pennsylvania for Thanksgiving and do my thing.
Matt, I cannot stop looking at that sweater.
Why do you like it?
Like, it's cool, but like, goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah, that Matt, sweater, Matt. Yeah, Matt, how much how was much that sweater? Sweater? Come on.
This sweater cost me, it cost me $365. $365.
I can't stop looking at it though. It's cool. It's a good idea that the car is the same color as the sweater. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, this was. I remember I have never in my life spent this much money on a piece of clothing. I haven't.
No, Matt. Before Matt got the sweater, did you order this when you got your surgery? Because you got boots. Oh. You got shoes.
Yeah, he got
a sweater.
Something
high, huh?
Well, Matt's the type of guy who won't buy something that looks like it costs that much money. He'd buy like a Mickey Mouse hat from the 40s that costs $2,000.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Maybe.
So like, you look at it and it doesn't look like a design. Designer piece of like expensive thing, but
I know. Yeah. Well, yeah. So I bought
like that
it,
looks like it was cool. $15 from Spencer's.
Are you kidding?
Well, you clearly have not come and touched it because it feels very good.
I felt it. I mean, I did. I remember feeling it and saying, "Oh, that is feels it," but it doesn't.
I'll tell you what it doesn't feel like. It's soft, but it ain't Zany Heath Unfiltered merch soft.
Exactly. Make sure to get your merch at fanjo.co/Zany Heath. We got a sale that's up to 40% off.
Hey. Come on,
baby. We are selling out quick, so you make sure to get that merch.
Yeah, guys, make sure to get it. We are selling out very quick. We had a second wave just start up.
Second wave?
Yeah, no, we push the numbers out there. So, guys, make sure to get that. And we got hoodies, T-shirts, coffee mugs, and phone cases.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
I get so excited talking about like the future with you.
I know.
And we've never had conversations like that until this podcast started.
It really has brought us all closer. Like in a really weird way it has.
Yeah. I'm really excited for everybody.
We're looking at houses next door to each other. We're talking about children.
Grandkids.
It really hits you like that, huh? It really does. I have something to share with you guys. So I got a new video to show you guys. Oh,
everybody, check under your seats. Check in your pockets. Pull out your phone.
I could not believe my eyes and ears when I saw this shit.
What was it?
Pull out your phones. We're gonna watch it together. I could not.
It's
believe
airdrop
it.
Time.
How they gonna do you dirty like this, Heath?
What? It's of me?
No. It's not of you, but.
Oh,
just watch it.
No.
Wait, 1 second. Guys, wait till I get it. Wait till I get it on my phone.
3, 2, 1, play. Go.
Hold on, Big Red, because we're going to drift.
No, we're not.
Big Red?
They use Big Red to describe their car.
Hmm.
I don't
find
know.
It hard to believe that they came up with that in their creative team room. Was that a Kia Soul that I saw?
No, that was
a
Range Rover.
That was literally the car
Range
you just got rid of for a Lamborghini.
I thought it was a Kia Soul. I didn't look really at the car. I thought it was a Kia
Ooh,
Soul.
Ooh, maybe. Or do you think...
Oh, it is a Range Rover.
Maybe. No, I do think you're right that they probably totally stole it.
Of course they did.
And then, not Big Red, but stole the name of Big Red. And then now they're targeting these ads towards... us and
uh-huh.
our followers.
To get people to be like, oh my God, did you hear they called it Big Red? Check out this ad.
Yes.
Yeah, because now we all have it. You just sent it to all
and
of us.
And we just put it on the podcast. Shit.
And I just ordered a Range Rover.
There's going to be a lawsuit.
Like a good thief, State Farm is there.
Okay, wait. Actually, don't talk shit. State Farm has the lowest insurance ever.
Jesus, this wind is getting so intense.
It is.
I feel like
I hope everything's going to be okay tonight.
Yeah, we probably have to clean up the yard after this.
I didn't come here to do yard work.
So eerie hearing that wind, though.
Yeah. I know. It's like it's howling.
You know how we like to share news articles from Florida?
Yes.
You have one?
I found one. Ooh. I found one a couple days ago. This one's really funny. The article is called A Florida Dog. You guys. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. We're just exchanging.
Whoa. Mints. What the?
Y'all doing drugs over
there?
We're
just exchanging mints. Continue the conversation.
You guys ready? All right. A Florida dog put a cart into reverse and drove it in circles for nearly an hour.
Shut the fuck
up. Oh, I saw that. That is so funny.
There's also a video.
No
the
way.
Video
that was in Florida?
So good. Here.
A dog.
Let me airdrop it to you guys.
What kind of dog?
Does it matter?
Well, yes, because the size of the seats.
Well, was it a German Shepherd? How do you stop it?
That isn't funny. A child could have been out there.
Honestly, don't think they wanted to stop it because they found it so hilarious.
How does that really even happen?
Though. It pushed on the brake.
Yeah,
hit it into reverse.
I don't know.
Now cranked the wheel and is giving it gas.
How did it start the car?
I feel like the owner was in it, didn't put it in park, ran in to grab something, and then...
And the poor dog is just like this.
Yeah, I'm smelling something a little fishy. Someone wanted to go viral.
A little staged. I wanted to show you guys something else. I love the power of the... Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have something better to share?
No, I just love it. It's show and tell for Z. Right.
I'm keeping it alive. Okay, I just want to show the power of the internet. I thought this was really funny. A girl films a video of a guy that's like across from her on a flight.
Okay.
She's like, oh my God, who is he? Like, I want him. But like, she doesn't talk to him or anything. And she posts on Twitter and the Twitter goes viral.
Oh my gosh.
Literally, it goes viral before the plane lands. And another person finds this guy walking out of the airport and replies to her tweet saying, found him, sis.
Shut the hell
Whoa.
Up.
Whoa.
No
Weird.
Way. I Before love the internet.
Before the flight landed. Like, that's nuts.
That's wild.
Did the girl have, like, a following or, like...
No, the girl did not have a
The power of Twitter. You know, the wow. do your thing, Twitter.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Everybody was like, girl, you had 3 hours to talk to this guy. What
Just be like,
You had 3 hours to talk
That's
to this guy.
So
Did they
crazy.
Ever meet up or just somebody saw
I'm not sure.
Him.
That was the last I heard.
Oh, I would
but, like,
love
I just
an
thought,
update.
I thought it was crazy.
You know what? This was crazy, but this isn't like the power of the internet, but this is a totally true story. I sat next to Selena Gomez before she was famous on a flight from L.A. to Dallas in
How
like
do you know
2004
this?
Because... Okay, so I was on a spring break family vacation in L.A. I was like a freshman in high school. And I was on this flight from L.A. to Dallas. And this girl was across the aisle from me. She was like with her mom. She had a Sidekick 3, I remember. And she was so beautiful. Like I couldn't take my eyes off this girl because she was like my age. And I just looked at her the entire flight. And I remembered everything. And I even down at the baggage claim, I was like, I really want to talk to this girl. Never did. Was too scared to. Whatever. Then that week, it comes out in the paper that a girl from Dallas has been casted on a show called Wizards of Waverly Place.
Get out of here.
And it was the girl from the flight. It was Selena Gomez.
Wow.
I kid you not. The girl, also her mom looked just like her. If you look at Selena Gomez and her mom, they look identical. Dude, it was Selena Gomez. And still to this day, like she was sitting just right next to me on that flight.
That's crazy.
I really want you to meet her because I want you to tell her this story.
Yeah,
she'll
that's
probably
crazy.
Think, she'll probably, I remember being trying to send her like an email, like on a fan club thing, being like, do you remember that flight from LA to Dallas?
That's
know.
Funny.
But yeah, that's.
She's just like, oh my God, you were the guy from that email.
Yeah. Well,
this?
I don't know. She was definitely not looking at me because she was just on her phone like, I'm about to blow up. I'm about to be a star.
Well, but, she was looking at Zane the other night. Remember she was looking at your story?
Oh, yeah. She was
on Oh, yeah. She was
story.
On my story.
She watched all your birthday stories.
Yeah. So you could see sometimes. There's randomly it'll pop up like people that you follow or people that you know. On your IG story viewers, and she was on there.
Wow.
If you wanted to come to my birthday party, you should have just DM'd me.
Okay.
You know?
She's listening to the podcast right now. Say hi.
Did you guys see the video, the TikTok of the two girls that got into an accident and flipped?
Yes, and
they
fucking
still
made
did
a TikTok.
They like, they
upside
did
upside down, filming a TikTok.
Stupid boys, yeah, I thing. Don't need them.
But if I was a teenager, the first thing I'd think, if something just crazy happens, I'm like, I gotta TikTok this. It turns tragedy into trending. Like,
tragedy into trending.
That's crazy.
So crazy.
Crazy. They should have showed them like in the accident and then being like, So back to what I was saying.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh, man.
All right, yeah. Let's stop TikToking about TikTok.
Okay, stop TikToking.
Oh, I think it was funny that Kesha last night at the AMAs performed like TikTok, the song TikTok.
Oh, that's really funny.
While... And this is so
because she knows people are looking up TikTok. Yeah.
Her team was
and
like,
that's going to come up.
Her team was like, yo, TikTok's trending. Get that song out there.
Get that song back out.
David hosted the AMAs yesterday. I just can't believe how much we're seeing that kid on TV.
It's crazy.
Wild.
Crazy.
Like he's transitioned to an actual celebrity now.
Yeah, 100%. It was so funny. David sent us his script. He's like, hey guys, can any of you help me on this? He had like two words on the script.
Here's Kesha.
he sent me a voice. Here's Kesha. I was like, sounds great, Dave. Good job.
How would you say it?
Here's Kesha.
Okay, you?
That sounded like American Idol. here's Kesha.
Whoa! Matt, you're going
to
pause?
That's like an honorary like Oscar Awards. Like, you know, she's about to get like a lifetime achievement thing.
Here's Kesha.
Ladies and gentlemen,
No, build up.
Wait,
it's hard. It literally, all he had was here's Kesha.
I'd be like, folks, I'll wait. Folks, Kesha.
Whoa, bold. That was good.
My dumbass would be like, Kesha here.
Hey.
Kesha here.
That's how Saints Brain would be. I'd be like, here's Kesha.
Whoa, that was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Miss Keisha.
Oh, she's
Miss Keisha.
Here's Kesha. I can't do it. Mariah, how would you do it?
Here's Kesha.
She looked like a news anchor.
She was just like,
here's Kesha.
Here's Kesha.
Back to you, Kesha.
You look like you've been a news anchor woman for like 80 years and you're fucking over. You're like,
here's Kesha.
Here's Kesha.
So didn't you get asked to present at the, what was it?
What?
The Streamies.
No, they want Heath and I to present at the Streamies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, Heath has to present and you have to not.
What if they ask Unfiltered to present?
We should get this out of the way. If we ever win an award for this podcast, I'm not saying we will, but if we ever do, is it just the two of us or do we have to bring Mariah and Matt too?
I mean, I'm going with the name here.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. All
right. Right.
Cool. We'll give you a shout out on stage. Guys, we want to thank Matt and Mariah for co-hosting.
We'll just wait.
You guys accept our award for us because we don't feel like getting up. And go.
It's terrible.
Yo, we have to go up, grab the mics, and then bring them back to the seats to accept it. God, that would be crazy.
That's funny.
So are you going to present at the...
I think it'd be really funny. So. I would never do it by myself, but I feel like I'd feel much more comfortable doing
That's
it.
That's cool.
You.
Do mm-hmm. it. Yeah. Do it. Don't be brats. Do it.
We want to do the podcast section of the...
That'd be cool to announce.
Yeah. Guys, we want to thank you so much for tuning in.
Hold on a second. I have a little bit more enthusiasm. You seem...
Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in again. Episode 12 in the house.
This is episode 13.
Oh, 13.
Woo! That's all right.
It's because we didn't post the last episode yet, the video, so I can't... I'm sorry.
I can't believe it's been 13 episodes.
We're really out here doing this podcast.
It makes time go by faster, though, too, it seems like.
Yeah.
It's always one, and we're always knocking one out. Uh-huh. Like, it just, exactly. It's crazy.
Thank you guys again for always tuning in and listening to us. We really appreciate it. Make sure to leave a review on our podcast if you haven't already. You can check that out. Spotify, podcast app, all that other good stuff.
And we also post the video on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/ZaneandHeath.
Mm-hmm. That is right. And make sure once again to check out our merch. We've got t-shirts, hoodies, coffee cups, phone cases, all that good stuff. So get out there, have an amazing Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And just enjoy the time with your family.
Here's Kesha.
Here's Kesha.
American Idol.
Next on American Idol.
American Idol.
All right. Happy holidays, guys.
All right. Love you guys so much. You have a great Monday and Tuesday. Bye. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, y'all.
The juice, the funny.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
How does PwC take your company to the leading edge? We bring the sharpest minds in tech to your team, so you can bring the ideas that will transform your business. We are passionate about your industry, so you can walk into any room with every advantage. We're with you every step of the way, so you can know you're headed in the right direction. At PwC, we build for what's next, so you can get there now. Let's get started at pwc.com/us/leading edge.